Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money, and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money, and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money, and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late, and that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. And our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Carolyn Freeman. She is affectionately known as Bird Lady. Yes, she is a diehard Atlanta Falcons super fan. On the program, we're going to talk to her about how long she's been a fan of the team and some other things. Carolyn is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
If you're looking for COVID-19 testing, look into Quest, the lab that's processed over 25 million tests and counting. You can get the same test hospitals use without a doctor visit. Simply order online, select from drive-thru or at-home options, and get results sent securely to your phone or computer. It's experience and accuracy you can trust from Quest, the largest medical testing lab in the country. So order today at QuestCOVID19.com. That's QuestCOVID19.com.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure. Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah. I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hi, friend. It's your home speaking, and I need some favors. Could you turn on some of the lights in the basement? I'm scared of the dark. Also, this one is easy. Could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico so we could save money? Last thing, just a suggestion. Could you steam clean the carpets? I need a spa day.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the exciting adventure of the daily commute to the peace of mind that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service and legendary customer service. But Pamela Mund had one reason in particular.
My skin is extremely averse to most fabrics, except for the soft, buttery feeling of leather. Thankfully, I found my clan of leather lovers in the biking community. It's been life-changing.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO. Great service without all the drama.
Hey, what do you want to da-da-da?
I don't know. What do y'all think we should da-da-da?
Well, what did we da yesterday?
Yesterday. All the dolls feel like the same doll these days.
I know.
Like, is today Monday or Tuesday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, no, I forgot to call my mom on her birthday.
Oh, no.
No.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. That won't change. Not to da or any da.
Quote to da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
The virus that causes coronavirus disease is spreading in some of our communities. This disease, also known as COVID-19, is thought to spread mainly from person to person through respiratory droplets produced when an infected person coughs or sneezes. These droplets can spread to the mouth, nose, or hands of people who are nearby or possibly be inhaled into the lungs. Take steps to lower your risk of getting sick. Here are some things you should do. Wash your hands often with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. You can also use hand sanitizer that contains at least 60% alcohol. Take extra measures to put distance between yourself and others. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Stay home if you're sick, except to get medical care. If you have severe symptoms, please call 911. Cover coughs and sneezes with a tissue or the inside of your elbow. Only wear a face mask if you're sick and around other people, or if you need to take care of someone who is sick. Clean and disinfect frequently touched surfaces. Older adults and people who have severe chronic medical conditions, like heart or lung disease or diabetes, are at higher risk for more serious illness from COVID-19. This group should consult with their healthcare provider about additional steps to stay protected. For more information on COVID-19, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. Let's work together to protect ourselves, our families, and our community.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
XGGA 8353100, spot entitled Leather / GEICO / Reason / Motorcycle 30 seconds.
GEICO knows there are many reasons why you ride, from the exciting adventure of the daily commute to the peace of mind that GEICO always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service and legendary customer service. But Pamela Mund had one reason in particular.
My skin is extremely averse to most fabrics, except for the soft, buttery feeling of leather. Thankfully, I found my clan of leather lovers in the biking community. It's been life-changing.
GEICO Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
If you've got an insurance question, you could talk to a park ranger, but the only quotes they'd probably give you would be about the beauty of a fallen leaf or ripples in a pond, not the kind that could save you money on your policies. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, who's an expert navigator of the insurance landscape. They could use their expertise to guide you on ways to save hundreds on your policies, while leaving it up to your park ranger to save the wilderness and any endangered picnic baskets. Go online to geico.com/local to find a GEICO agent near you.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
If you're looking for COVID-19 testing, look into Quest, the lab that's processed over 25 million tests and counting. You can get the same test hospitals use without a doctor visit. Simply order online, select from drive-through or at-home options, and get results sent securely to your phone or computer. It's experience and accuracy you can trust from Quest, the largest medical testing lab in the country. So order today at QuestCOVID19.com. That's QuestCOVID19.com.
What do you want a da-da-da?
What do you want a da-da-da?
I've not a da with a da-da-da.
We could switch to Progressa da da.
Oh, yeah?
We could switch to Progressa and sa.
Mm-hmm.
We could sa enough to buy some za.
Oh, yeah. Let's switch to Progressa da da and get some za with the money we saw.
Yeah.
Now we know we're going to da da.
These days, nothing is normal and everything is weird. But you could still save big when you switch to Progressive. It might just be the most normal thing you da da da.
Quote da da at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
XGGA 8353100 spot entitled Leather / Geico / Reason / Motorcycle 30 seconds.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride, from the exciting adventure of the daily commute to the peace of mind that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service and legendary customer service. But Pamela Mund had one reason in particular.
My skin is extremely averse to most fabrics, except for the soft, buttery feeling of leather. Thankfully, I found my clan of leather lovers in the biking community. It's been life-changing.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
When it comes to our children and families, we do everything we can to play it safe. Did you know? The single best way to help safeguard from flu and reduce the spread of the flu virus is through annual vaccination. Families Fighting Flu is devoted to protecting your family against this serious and potentially deadly disease. Our commitment comes from our organization's personal experiences. I lost my 5-year-old healthy son, Joseph, to the flu. The flu poses a serious risk to everyone, from the young to the elderly. But we know that flu vaccines can save lives. Increasing the number of flu vaccinations by just 5% could prevent nearly 800,000 illnesses and 10,000 hospitalizations. Help keep your family and your community safe. Together, we can fight the flu. Get yourself and your family vaccinated this year and every year. For facts and tools, visit familiesfightingflu.org.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money, and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Hey, it's your home, and I need to ask you a few favors. In the kitchen, there's a spider stuck between the window and the screen, and I know it's dead, and technically it's outside, but it's still freaking me out. Can you flick it out or something? Also, just to save some money, and it's super easy, could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico? Last thing, could you take the holiday decorations down? Yeah, I'm one of those.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
For the ones who know that a little late is always too late, and that the clock doesn't stop just because you're missing a part, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry. And our KeepStock inventory management solutions help ensure you have the right stuff in the right place at exactly the right time. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock to learn more. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, friend. It's your home speaking, and I need some favors. Could you turn on some of the lights in the basement? I'm scared of the dark. Also, this one is easy. Could you bundle your home and car insurance with Geico so we could save money? Last thing, just a suggestion. Could you steam clean the carpets? I need a spa day.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the exciting adventure of the daily commute to the peace of mind that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service and legendary customer service. But Pamela Mund had one reason in particular.
My skin is extremely averse to most fabrics, except for the soft, buttery feeling of leather. Thankfully, I found my clan of leather lovers in the biking community. It's been life-changing.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Welcome to Atlanta, home of them dirty birds. Anybody hating, get kicked to the curb. Any other team is absurd, wearing black, white, silver.
All right, you hear the music. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the program. I have a woman that is a diehard Atlanta Falcons super fan. She is affectionately known as the Bird Lady. And let's welcome her to the program, Carolyn Freeman. Hello, Carolyn. How's everything?
Hello. Everything's good.
All right. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. How long have you been a fan of the Falcons?
I became the Bird Lady in 1998. So this, I just ended, what, my 23rd year.
Awesome. You know, 1998 was a great season for the Falcons. They beat the Vikings in an overtime thriller in the NFC Championship game. They came up short in the Super Bowl, but that 98 season was so magical. When I think of players such as Chris Chandler, Jamal Anderson, Terrence Mathis, and a host of others that were on that team, what are some of the memories that you have from that 98 season?
It was a rough season for me. I became the Bird Lady. When I became the Bird Lady, I had on ankle braces, knee braces, leg brace, back brace, neck brace, braces on both wrists. I was a hot mess. So that season, I don't think I necessarily followed the season the whole, you know, intently as I do now. I was actually bedridden. So I was, you know, a fan because I was missing football. So I was beginning back to watch games on television. And that happened in 98. And that's when I decided that it was time to get out of that bed and start back going to games as a form of physical therapy. I was trying to save my life. So, yeah, that was a good year. Peerless Price, Reb Buchanan, yeah, I remember him well.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad that you know, you were able to get up out and, you know, and, you know, be healthy again and just get those braces removed from you, and you definitely be able to be a part of the Atlanta Falcons, one of those top franchises in the NFL. Let's stay with the team for a moment. How did you come up with the name Bird Lady?
I didn't come up with it at all. As I said, I was at a game. It was towards the end of the season. We were doing well. I remember that they were winning. And I was just happened to be standing in the corner end zone down on the front with my friends. And Jesse Tuggle and Jamal Anderson were in the corner end zone, and they were just talking. Everybody else was walking off the field, but they were having a conversation. And I saw that this was my opportunity to learn the Dirty Bird dance. So I started yelling and screaming for them to come over. And Jamal just really wanted nothing to do with me. He just was ignoring me to the highest of the high, as hard as you could. So Jesse kept peeping up, you know, giving me a glance. And I was yelling and screaming, Jamal, come on, teach me the Dirty Bird, Dirty Bird. And Jesse looked up, and so he sort of tapped Jamal. Jamal still didn't turn around. And I said, you see, I'm crazy. I'm not going anywhere. Come on, teach me the Dirty Bird. And Jamal, he still ignored me. After about a couple more minutes, Jesse tapped him again, and Jamal threw the hand back at me like, go away. And I said, oh, no, you didn't. And I just started screaming his name, Jamal, 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 Jamal. Like 6 minutes nonstop. Jesse grabbed him in the collar and pulled him over towards me. And I got so excited that I almost fell off the crutches. And so he looked up at me and he says, what is your name? I said, Carolyn. He says, what do you want? And I said, I want you to teach me the Dirty Bird dance. And when I said that, the smiles on their face just sort of, both of them just sort of went to sadness and just a shock. And I was like, I'm going to be okay. I'm still cute. Just teach me the dance. So Jamal looked at Jesse and said, well, how is she going to dance with all that shit on her, you know, the braces and stuff? And Jesse says, I don't know, but you better figure something out. She already told you she's crazy. And so he looks back at me and he says, well, you dance. Now, I was twerking before twerking had a name. So
okay.
I couldn't go any, Yeah, so all I could shake was my butt. I just shook my hind, and I tried to flap one arm as a wing, and I almost fell. I shook some more, then I tried to flap the other one. It was funny. I was funny, but I was doing the Dirty Bird, in my opinion. And so they just fell out laughing, and Jesse hit Jamal. He says, man, there go your Dirty Bird. And Jamal says, no, she's something else. That's our bird lady. That was 98, and they haven't gotten rid of me since. So I just took it and I ran with it. Okay, you said I'm the bird lady, so I'm good. So that's how
wow.
I got my name.
Wow, interesting story, but backstory behind that, all because of heckling Jamal Anderson, and of course Jesse Tuggle helped you along the way in getting his attention
right.
there. I want to stay with Atlanta, just at the Falcons for a moment. You said you became really a fan of the team in 98. So many players have graced that franchise time. Warwick Dunn, as I mentioned earlier, Chris Chandler, Jamal Anderson as Jesse Tuggle. Also, you know, you've had Roddy White come along during that period of time.
Right.
But I want to talk about the Michael Vick era. That was like must-see TV when he was on television. When the Falcons were on television and he was the quarterback, that was must-see TV. Just tell me, what was Michael's presence like during that period of time in the city of Atlanta?
Oh, my goodness. It was so crazy. It was really, really – everything was so hyped and wild. And, you know, he was this golden child who was going to come in and just lay a Super Bowl in our hand, and we were going to become a winning team, and everything was going to be beautiful. That was the hype. So it was a really cool time to be a Falcon fan. It was, you know, it was so much excitement, so much attention. And, you know, every time he touched the ball, every time – he entered the field, it was just, you could just feel the electricity in the dome. It was awesome. It really was. It was an awesome time. We had the eyes of the world upon us. And so it was
indeed
really
it was.
Nice
I mean, just watching him was just phenomenal.
Yeah.
I mean, before people always talk about Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, but before those guys, it was Michael Vick, and he was something extraordinary. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You didn't know he was going to throw the ball or if he was going to run. You know, you just never know when he was going to break loose and do something, you know, phenomenal and break records and make history. So it was just always how it was. Now, I do want to go back 1 second. I did not become a Falcon fan in 98. I have been a Falcon fan since the Falcons were in existence because my dad was so into football, and I remember him and his friends talking about Atlanta getting a football team. So, yeah, we went to Falcon games, and I was there, I mean, yeah, the whole time. The whole time.
Okay,
yeah,
cool. Well,
the
another
page of the Macon paper, right, way before I became BBL, that's before Bird Lady, and it said Macon Superfan rallies the crowd and the team for, and I didn't even know I was on the front page till the next week, and someone asked for my autograph. So it was pretty cool. I just love my Falcons. I come from Forsyth, Georgia. That's a football town, so football is just in my blood.
Absolutely. You know, and speaking of another impact player, we talk about Michael Vick. You know, we have to talk about, you know, primetime, Neon Deion, man, Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
Man, before Vick, it was him. What was Deion's presence like in the city of Atlanta?
Deion was, I think, because Deion just, like, he was going to do everything. He could do everything and do it very well, you know, football and baseball, and he's both in Atlanta. So before Deion came to the Falcons, we had sort of, like, taking a little sleep, we were like down in a nap time, I called it. And Deion just sort of woke things back up for football in the Falcons. He brought a new electricity. He brought a new hope, a new fire that things were going to change. We were going to get better. So it gave us hope that, yeah, we've got something to go on Sundays to watch now, because who knows what Deion's going to do. He take off down that sideline. That's just it. So, Deion did bring a new spirit and a new hope and a new feeling to Falcon football, and it was thoroughly exciting. I mean, I enjoyed all.
Oh, yeah, it was fun watching him during his time in Atlanta. It was fun watching him in San Francisco and Dallas and those other franchises he played for. But, man, when he really took off like a rocket when he set foot in Atlanta. So definitely an original two-sport superstar. And speaking of Deion and that Falcon period. They played at the infamous Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, which is where you know, they tore it down, and that's where Turner Field was at, where the Braves used to play. You mentioned that you've really been a Falcons fan your whole life, watching the games with your dad and things of that nature. Can you tell the listeners out there the differences between Fulton County Stadium, the Georgia Dome, and Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Okay, Fulton County Stadium. I think I maybe only gone to like 5 games there in the whole time of existence. So, you know, I was young. I was, you know, a child and then school and everything. So I got back into it after college, and that was the Georgia Dome. And the Georgia Dome, oh, my goodness, I love it. I miss it. So affectionately called the Thunderdome, because the Falcons will take you through every emotion that there is and a couple of more during a football game. You're going to be up and excited. You're going to be down. You're going to be mad. You just never know, because it's just so up and down. We're winning, then we're losing, then we're winning. And so if it was called the Thunderdome, and I would lap that dome 3 times every game for my fans. And it was just something that everybody always looked for, and I was so excited, and I was so happy to do it. Now, and the spirit there, I think the fans in the dome, especially the older fans, had more of a loyalty and a commitment to the team. They were diehard. You know, they would stay there to the end of the game, you know, if we were winning. But then when we start to losing, Atlanta has some fickle fans. We really do. And, you know, they jump on the bandwagon when it's good, and when it's not, they jump off. But we always let them come back. Now, I do love the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It is just it's one of the wonders of the world. But it is so large that I have yet to be able to lap it even once during the game. I don't think it's possible. It has so many little hidden gems and secrets inside it. It's just no way that I would ever be able to lap that stadium during the game. No, that just doesn't happen, because I get stopped every 30 seconds, you know, every 2 feet for a picture or something. But it's an exciting place. We have a lot of new fans there, and they got to jump on board. Sometimes I have an issue with fans, you know, not being nice or you know, just not respecting their team or defending their team, you know, or supporting the team. And I have to call them out, and I call you out right where you are. I've always told the players, if they take care of the field and win the games, I got the stands. I'll make sure the fans are there, home and away games especially. I'll make sure I'll make sure they're cheering for them. And I try my best to make everybody stay there till the clock reads 00.00. That's just me. You know, don't walk out, you know, third quarter when we're losing. I think that hurts the players more than anything else in the world, to see that the fan base doesn't have their back. But they can always depend on me. They said that's what they love about me, because they know that they can always depend on me.
Absolutely. You know, and it's interesting that you bring that up, because a lot of fans would normally leave middle of the third quarter. He is down by like maybe 2 touchdowns or something like that. Well, wait a minute. You spend a lot of money for those tickets. I mean, the NFL tickets are definitely expensive, man. Get the most out of your money. Just the experience and the, you know, eating, and just the enjoy the whole atmosphere of it, you know. And I'm glad you're the first fan that I've interviewed that really called not just opposing fans, but even home fans as well.
They do that, and I tell everybody, listen, you have an ugly baby, that's your baby. You still got to take it home from the hospital, feed it, change its clothes, give it a bath, do all of that. So the Falcons are our babies. And regardless whether they're losing, winning, or whatever, you still got to take care of your baby. You got to still support it, defend it, and love your baby. That's just it. So I don't understand fickle fans. I really don't. Now, during the time when I'm up in Glanville and brought back $10 tickets to the stadium, you know, on the third level to the dome, yeah, that was an exciting time. We got a lot of new fans in there, and, you know, they stuck around for a little while. But now ticket prices are, you know, and plus a PSL on top of that. So, yeah. So the people that come to the game, it's like they feel that they're owed something. You know, I paid this, you know, I'm owed a good show. I'm owed a win. But that's just not how it works. You know, that's not how it works. You got to sign up. We have some tremendous bullets in our arsenal. We have awesome players. We should not be the score should not be and the ranking should not be as it shows. So obviously there's something wrong and we're trying to fix that. I don't think it's in the players per se. So right now is the time that the team really needs the fan base support because we're building. We're like starting from scratch. We're starting over. And I know it's been a long time. I've been there 23 years and I don't have a ring. And I'm ready for it. So I'm not going to give up, though. I'm not going to, you know, stop supporting them just because it's taken us a little longer to get our stuff together. We've had a couple of, you know, close brushes. You know, we should have got that ring. Oh, God, from the Patriots. But things happen. And hopefully, prayerfully, it'll turn around. I'm already claiming that it's going to happen in 2023, which would be my 25-year anniversary. I think we're going to win it all that year. I'm going to have an amazing year that year. COVID will be gone. You know, we'll be back on track. I think that 2023 is going to be our year.
Okay, you name it and claim it. I hear that. We're going to talk more about
it. I put it out in the atmosphere.
Okay, fair enough. We're going to talk more about that game in just one moment, but I want to get back to the stadiums. You said that you went to only a few games at Fulton County Stadium when you were a child, but you really got the full fan experience at the Georgia Dome and the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yes.
I want to ask you about dining options. I know Atlanta is one of those cities, not just southern cities, but one of those cities where people go and they want to take in the full dining experience. I want to ask you, what are the differences in the dining options between the Georgia Dome and the Mercedes-Benz Stadium?
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, during the time of the Georgia Dome, you know, when concession stands were hot dogs and hamburgers and things like that, it was a treat when you could find – and pizza, hamburger, hot dogs, and pizzas. That was the main staple of the food at the Georgia Dome. Because during that time, people weren't really doing the high-end food or, you know, nice options and things of that nature at games. So the food was, you know, it was what it was. Now, of course, I got access to the sweet food, but, you know, it was a lot more high-end. But at the Dome, you didn't have that many choices. You could get hamburgers, hot dogs, nachos, and you really had to look for those nachos because they were hidden in those little bitty food, and then alcohol, beer, and drinks. That was the gist of it at the Dome. But now, as things have progressed and times have passed, food has become a luxury item now. You can get just about anything you want at the stadium, from ribs to vegetables to, you know, just about anything. So food has the food choices have changed. The vendors, the options are just anything that you want, basically anything that you want. So it's become another reason to come to the games just to eat and enjoy the food, really. And I understand that hopefully this will continue after Corona, because they were implementing it last year, to be able to not even have to leave your seat, just sit there on your phone, order your food, and it's delivered to you. So things are really beginning to be customized. And I guess people have to realize that that's another reason why the ticket prices, you know, are continuing to go up, because that's our cost of living is just increasing. Everything's going up, so why wouldn't you expect your sports tickets to? You know, I think they're a little bit too high, but as long as everybody's tickets are in the same range, that's just where we're going now. And somehow or another, people are going to find money to go get those tickets because they want to go see football.
Yeah, yep. And, you know, it's just the reason why.
It heals us. I think it heals. We all need it in this world because for 3 hours you can go and there's just no problems. You can laugh and have fun and enjoy a game, a sport with strangers, and they're your friends when you leave. You know, and there's no color. There's just nothing involved in it. It's just good, happy fellowship and communion and times, and you're enjoying a sport. And people get drunk. They can get drunk. A lot of people have fun. So, it's a form of form of therapy for so many people too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to be able to get out and breathe and get away from problems and forget them for just a few hours. It serves a purpose.
Indeed it does. I mean, that's one of the beauties of sports. That's one of the things I love because it's, you know, like you said, for 3 hours, it's not about race. It's not about politics or any of those things. People are just coming together. They just want to have fun. They just want a release.
Just
they just want
to have fun.
they just want to have fun. They just want to detox and take a load off for a while and just enjoy and escape. And
yeah,
that's just one of the beauties of sports. It brings everybody together. And speaking of bringing people together, again, you mentioned you've called out Falcons fans, the ones that are diehard and also the ones that are very fickle. But I've got to ask you this. How do Falcons fans measure up to other fans in the NFL? We know that the NFL has intense and diehard loyal fan bases. There's cities such as New Orleans, there's Philadelphia, there's New York City, there's Chicago, there's Pittsburgh, there's Dallas. You have the Raider fans, you have 49ers fans, and so on and so forth. But in your opinion, how do Falcons fans measure up to other fans in the league?
Falcon fans are there. They're good. They're just not as organized as other leagues are yet. And you missed the, you didn't mention the team that I think has the best organization and fan base out there, and that's the Seattle Seahawks. I mean, it's unreal. Every time I go to Seattle, I am just shocked by their commitment. I mean, the schools are blue and green. Every store is blue and green. Everywhere. Every store has a blue and green sign in it. The everything in Seattle is blue and green and Seahawks. It is the best marketing campaign I've ever seen. I mean, you just don't go into a store and not see Seahawks clothing and you need in your house. So, but the Falcons, like I said, we're fickle family there. We've got some diehard fans, but then you've got fans that I thought were diehard and would be there forever. And when we went to the stadium, they just let it go and just dropped it. So, I don't think that our fans are as committed and dedicated as other fan bases are. The Raiders are sort of hurting right now because, you know, they moved to Vegas. So I spoke to everybody, and they lost a lot of their super fans and a lot of fans going to Vegas. But then there were people in Vegas that were standing there with open arms ready for them. And I think they're going to do fine in Vegas, I mean, because the high rollers are there. But their fan base, it sort of hurt them a little bit. I've hosted parties and did things with the Raiders, and they were diehard committed. You're right. They were in there, but I think that they're going to go through some growing pains now that they've moved to Vegas. Philadelphia, their fan base, I don't know if they're as organized or whatever. I just know that they have the reputation for just being the worst fans everywhere. And I've been to Philly. They don't bother me. Nobody really, you know, picks on me. Everybody sort of loves the Bird Lady. But the people I were with, they were yelling back and forth. It just got ugly. They were throwing beer cans. And it's not something that I would want to take pride in to say I'm that type of fan. And I remember when we were going to host the playoffs and, oh, God, I forgot the name of the venue, big venue in Atlanta. They were going to host the other team. They rented out the building. And our fans got so upset because this tavern was going to host the welcome party for these people's fans that they took their Yelp rating from 5 to 1 in like 2 hours. And I had to speak and say, wait, you know, why are we doing this? If we had won and we were in another city, we'd be renting out a venue to have a party. So why are you doing this? And I got a comment from a couple of fans that we seem to be weak and we don't defend. I'm like, weak? We're in the South, Southern hospitality. Come on up. We're going to fry some chicken, kick off your shoes, drink the beer, spend all your money in Atlanta, and then, you know, go on. You don't have to be mean or nasty to support your team. And so I welcome all the fans that come into the stadium and into the dome. I'm that person. So, you know, and I make sure that they're okay, that they're comfortable, nobody's bothering them, and make sure they have a good time because the object is we want them to come to Atlanta and spend their money. So, and enjoy the game. And we can send them on home. So, you know, our fans, some of our fans sort of like get it, but then other fans, we've got some new fans that think it's all about, you know, being hard and mean and not liking the other team. And that's not what football is about. So I try to educate the fans. And I think that we do have some loyal fans, diehard fans for life and like me. And they might not be as outspoken as I am, but we do have those fans. We just don't have as many, I think, as other teams right now because we've been going through so many transitions, you know, for so long because it looks like we're awesome and we're winning and then we disappoint them. And I think fans are just tired of being disappointed in Atlanta. So they lash out. And I have to just sort of like try to turn my head from that. But we do have a good fan base. I think we're growing. We just got a couple of winning seasons or something. It'll all turn around, and maybe we'll get a little bit more organized and together that way. But right now, we're just sort of like all over the place. But we're going to be okay because we still do have a few that are dedicated for life.
Right, right. And it is going to take time. And I want to just piggyback on what you said about the Raider fans. I think the Raiders are going to be okay in Las Vegas, but the heart and soul of that team will always be in Oakland. I mean, they are the embodiment of Oakland. I mean, that hurt my heart when I heard that they were going to be moving again and they're going to move to Las Vegas.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's going to work out well, but that team will forever be a part of Oakland. And then another NFL fan base I forgot to mention was Buffalo, you know, the Buffalo Bills. I mean, that squad, it's got Bills Mafia solid as well. I want to stay with Falcons fans for a moment. We know Atlanta is a major metropolitan city where you have a lot of celebrities that live there, but also there's some celebrities that are Falcons fans that are Atlanta natives. You have T.I., Ludacris, Jermaine Dupri, Monica, and Usher.
Yeah.
Those are just some of the celebrities that are Falcons fans. What do you think that celebrity status in Atlanta, what does that mean to the Falcons franchise? And also, I can't forget about Pastor Troy as well, rapper as well.
Yeah, I love Pastor Troy. You know, me and him do a lot of stuff together. And Troy is at the game every Sunday. We travel to the away games together. So Troy is in there. He's in there diehard. Now, my friend Tip, I love him. So, you know, we do the thing together every Thanksgiving. So, you know, we have a conversation about the Falcons every year. And, two or three, but we definitely have one good conversation about him. So he says he's going to try to hang in there. He's trying to hang in there, but he says they just make it so hard for me to just stay loyal. He says they just make it so hard. So, yeah, I think maybe if we use the celebrity base a little bit more, I don't think that Atlanta takes advantage of the things that are right there for them. We have so many groups, musicians and things that, you know, that are trying to come up that do Falcon songs. There are at least 15, 20 Falcon songs given to me every season that they make. And, you know, and I tell them, look, don't put a name in it because then that makes it, you know, that dates it, you know, but just talk about stuff. But the Falcons, they don't do anything with that. I don't think that, you know, Tip, I don't know the last time he attended a game. I just don't think that we use everything that's right there at our disposal. We should be doing more commercials they should be doing more commercials and more promos and different things. There's just some marketing stuff that I think that we could do to build our fan base a little bit more. But I understand that right now the concern is building the team, but we do have to work on our fan base. Yes, we do have some good celebrities there. Jermaine Dupri, I go to his suite. I don't think he didn't get a suite in the Mercedes-Benz. He had a suite in the Dome, but I don't think they don't have a suite in the Mercedes-Benz now. So, you know, we need to get that back up. I think tremendous because, you know, Atlanta is up and coming. It's moving. Atlanta is the new Hollywood. So everybody's in Atlanta. So we need to use that to our advantage to build our fan base and maybe lure tickets on the third level to get some real fans back in there. Because if you sort of think about it, a lot of fans have just been priced out of the game. They just simply can't afford it. That's when we lost a lot of our true loyal fan base. When we went to the stadium from the Dome because they just couldn't afford the PSL, couldn't afford the tickets. And so, you know, they're on the outside of the stadium, you know, tailgating and watching television on the outside. That's a lot of fun out there, too. I did that one game. I left out at halftime and went out to the tents and the tailgates. And it's a lot of fun during game time on the outside of the stadium, too.
Right, right. Awesome. And another Falcon fan I forgot to mention, a big boy from Outkast. He's been a fan of the Atlanta Falcons for a long time. So you have to get about him as well. You mentioned about the Super Bowl and things of that nature. It was only a few years ago. I mean, people still bring up 28-3. And I thought Matt Ryan and I know Matt Ryan and Roddy White and Julio Jones, I mean, they were on a roll in the first half, and then TB12 and the company, we know what they did. no need to explain that one. Just kind of tell me. I know the stress level had to be very high when you just watched the collapse happen. Just give me your thoughts on what happened with the whole 28-3 deal.
I'm telling you, listen, I was there. I was having the best time, and I was surrounded by all these Patriots fans. And this one guy, he was just, like, mad because every time I was yelling, I was being the bird lady. You know, I'm being me. And so I went over to him, and I sat down by him on the steps. And I says, listen, I said, am I bothering you? He says, yeah, a little bit, a little bit. I said, well, how many rings do you have? He says, I got a few. I said, okay. I said, I don't have any. This is my first time, okay? I said, we're here. Look at the score. You know, this was first quarter, so we're kicking butt. I said, just let me enjoy this. Please let me be happy. Can I please just do this without you looking at me like that? And he looked at me, and he sort of smiled. He says, okay, bird lady, enjoy your win. Enjoy this. Congratulations. So I, you know, had fun the whole first half. Halftime, I hit a wall. I was just exhausted, so I needed sugar. I went looking for a piece of candy. I could not find a piece of candy in that section. They had kept cold. So my sugar was just like going up, and that's how I thought, let me just go for a minute. I tried to taste the Pepsi Cola. I couldn't do it. So I fell asleep. I don't know how, because I just sort of like got bored. We were winning so bad. You know, it was just, I just sort of like got bored. So I woke up, and there were six phones just pointed at me in my face. When I opened my eyes and I looked around, I said, I better not see this. I said, nobody better post this. I better not see this anywhere. We sleep at this game. And they laughed and everything. So the guy that I met, he said, bird lady. I said, yeah. He says, look at the scoreboard. When I looked up at that scoreboard, and I was like, what happened? He says, you went to sleep. And so now I'm just like, let's just keep the ball on the ground. Let's just do this. Let's just, and it just sort of fell apart, just right before my eyes. And I was just in shock. I had my ticket. I was ready. And it just fell apart right there in front of my eyes. I'm still in denial. I still don't think it happened. But it was that feeling, walking out of that stadium trying to get, it was awful. The fans, the Patriots fans were awful. One guy was just screaming. I said, listen, congratulations. Here's the ticket. You can go on the field and with your team. And he snatched it out of my hand and yelled, loser! I just ran off. And I'm like, he didn't even say thank you, the turkey. So, but it was, oh, my God, it was a break. It was a broken time. It was, oh, that was sad. And to see the boys after that, it was, you make me have memories.
And that had to be so excruciating because, I mean, it's like being on a roller coaster because you ride this major high and you're they were there and then all of a sudden it's just like going on around here. Like, I don't know. I couldn't make what it was.
I couldn't make what it was, and I was there. So I can't even explain it. One second it was just like, it was just because we just came out like gangbusters and just kept going and kept going. I was like, they're never going to catch up. Okay, so I want to walk around. I want to do something, you know, and I just got bored, really. So when I sat back down, I don't think I closed my eyes maybe 10 minutes, and it was like, what happened? It was unreal. I mean, the looks on the Falcons fans, the faces, the players' faces, you know, it was just Mr. Blank. It was. We were all just in shock. We really, did, it was like we were there, but we were out of our bodies. So they were just pushing us around and shuffling us which way to go. I don't want to leave. It can't be over. I'm not leaving. But it was what it was. Yeah.
I want to stay with the person that was the quarterback for that season. He's been the quarterback since 08, Matt Ryan. What do you think Ryan's future is going to be like for the Falcons? Do you think he'll be with the Falcons for the next year or next year or two, or do you think the Falcons really need to consider finding the next one that could replace him?
I think Matt will be a Falcon until he decides to retire. I just think he does. I mean, so many people have problems with Matt and trade Matt. You know, I've been hearing that before. 4 or 5 years, trade Matt, especially since the Super Bowl. Let him go. But I keep telling people, look at his stats. Matt's a quarterback. Matt is my quarterback. I would defend him. Look at his stats. I don't care what you say, but everybody wants to blame the losses on Matt. Matt didn't lose the season. He didn't lose the game. It wasn't him. There were other players out on the field with him. There were people making the calls, calling the plays, you know, training them, telling them what to do, how to do it. With the players that we have, we should be in the top five. You know, no ifs, ands, and buts about it. We've had tremendous players that we just let go that, you know, nobody agreed with. Nobody agreed with. It's just crazy things that happen. But I think Matt is going to be a Falcon until he retires. Matt is performing. His stats are there. His numbers are there. You know, he's elite. And so I don't think we're going to be looking at a change as far as our head quarterback. Now, I know that Schaub is gone now. You know, we released him. We're going to, you know, he's retiring. So we do have to bring in, you know, some more quarterbacks and train them. But I think that they will be in training, preparing for Matt's retirement, and then they'll step up. But I believe Matt will be our number one quarterback.
All right, fair enough. Well, now the Super Bowl took place in Atlanta 2 years ago. It was between the New England Patriots and the Los Angeles Rams. I want to ask you, did you have an opportunity to take part in any of the festivities during the Super Bowl week?
Yes, I was the official super fan host for that week. So, yeah, I was running. I did a lot. I did a lot. So that game was I really didn't pay any attention to the game, to be perfectly honest with you. The festivities coming up to that week, yeah, I was busy. I was hosting. I was doing a lot of things with the Rams and the Patriots. But it was an exciting time for Atlanta. I wished and hoped and prayed that Atlanta had been in it, but then I think I even came out and said, no, Atlanta's not going to be in the Super Bowl this year because we would not host a Super Bowl because we're losing too much money if we do that. Hotels, food, all of that. No home team has ever hosted a Super Bowl, so we weren't going to be the first. The Patriots came. The Rams were there. It was a good time. I had a lot of fun that week, Super Bowl week. So it was a lot of fun. It was an exciting time for Atlanta. We had Falcon fans that were, you know, enjoying it and getting the chance to get a taste of what the Super Bowl is. Super Bowl week is like. So, yeah, it was exciting for Atlanta. I'm ready for it to come back again. I really am.
Yeah, indeed it will. It has a chance to come back to Atlanta whenever the owners get together. They have the league meetings, and so it's a great chance. It's got a fantastic stadium, as you described it earlier. Where Carolyn, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Before we let you go, where can they find you on social media? And if you have a website, let them know that as well.
Social media, Instagram, Atlanta Falcons Bird Lady, Facebook, Carolyn Bird Lady Freeman, and Atlanta Falcons Bird Lady, and Bird Lady Cares. On YouTube, Atlanta Bird Lady. Who did I miss? My website, www.birdladycares.org. I use the same website as my nonprofit for myself personally. It's just one website, birdladycares.org.
Awesome. And you heard it from her. She is Carolyn Freeman, affectionately known as the Bird Lady. She is a super fan of the Atlanta Falcons, doing what she does best and continue to root for the Dirty Birds. Carolyn, thank you so much. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
I got a close. Are you ready?
Hold on. Wait. Go ahead and do your close. Awesome. Can you do that one more time, please?
I will. Hooray! Okay. Woo! Y'all rise up now.
You heard it. Rise up. That's Carolyn Freeman. She is the Bird Lady, the Atlanta Falcons super fan. And we'll be back with more right after this. Thank you once again.
My pleasure.
All right.
Yeah. Welcome to Atlanta, home of them dirty birds. Anybody hating, get kicked to the curb. Any other team is absurd. Wearing black, white, silver. Red is for the blood. No one's scared of getting dirty because we came from the mud and we hungrier than ever. He rides, she rides, we ride together. Birds of a flock, more like birds of a feather. No one here to...
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope, it's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay. Giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Nope, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movement that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan, or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Welcome to Atlanta, home of them dirty birds. Anybody hating, get kicked to the curb. Any other team is absurd.
All right, that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the Robinson Show. Once again, a big special thank you to Carolyn Freeman, affectionately known as the Bird Lady, the diehard Atlanta Falcons super fan. I'm Ed Robinson, and until next time, remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.
Players ever playing with no amateurs, 80,000 strong, and the fans all screaming. We get knocked down, and we coming up swinging, and we putting in work. All done in brotherhood. Yeah, we like family, and ATL's motherhood. Brand new home, let the games begin. This season, we back at it again. Luna!
Yeah. Welcome to Atlanta where the Falcons play, and we going for that dub like every day. Big beats hit the streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till 8 in the morning.
Welcome to Atlanta where the Falcons play, and we coming for that dub like every day. Big beats hit the streets, see gangsters roaming, and parties don't stop till